What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you ready for more Red Sox wins, Keith?
The Red Sox may never lose again, Jones. This team is hotter than a pistol.
Not against the Rockies.
Oh, play the Rockies, the Nationals. More games against the Nationals and Rockies, and this team would be in first place.
You really did have the best idea yesterday.
Yeah, move to the NL.
Move the Red Sox to the NL.
What's stopping you from filing some paperwork and moving to the National League? You would dominate the National League. Well, besides like the Dodgers, you would dominate the National League.
You'd be a better National League team than American League team.
I think so. I think maybe.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I'm with you on
they
that.
They match up head-to-head nicely with Colorado and Washington, Cincinnati.
I would understand anybody who looks at Colorado and goes, they're a terrible, terrible, terrible team.
No, like maybe the worst ever, which is not just hyperbole.
But. The Red Sox have played a bunch of crappy teams and not done well against them. They split with the White Sox.
Yeah.
They lost 5 out of 6 to the Angels. They have not done well against some bad teams. So guess what? Beating up on the Nationals and beating up on the Rockies, even though those are pathetic, horrible, terrible teams, that does represent progress. That's a low bar, but that represents some progress for this team because they weren't doing this earlier.
Well, it feels like at this point of the season, whatever they are, 90-something games into the year, it felt like if they were going to miss the playoffs, we were going to look back at losses to like the Angels and the White Sox. It was going to be those teams that you're like, oh, you're not beating those teams? Like, that's why you missed the playoffs, because you actually match up fairly well against the Yankees. You sort of started them on their downward spiral. You know, the Rays, some of these other teams you play pretty well against. And so if you just were able to dominate the bad teams, you'd be cruising right now. But they haven't been. And so that's why... Yeah, people might roll their eyes and be like, all right, well, it's the Rockies. Okay, well, they need to do this. They need to prove that they can do it. And they've had too many games. I mean, the last game against Cincinnati is a great example where, like, you have that game pretty much won. You find a way to lose it. Like, they've run into outs. They've had stupid miscues in the field. They've had, you know, horrible pitching performances here and there. They've had games where they can't hit. So they've had all these different issues against some of these bad teams. So I'll take any win any way they can get it against whatever opponent they're facing.
They win 9-3 last night against the Rockies. 14 more hits. I mentioned the 9 runs. You heard the Romy Gonzalez home run there. Roman Anthony blasted one last night.
Oh, yeah. That was great. That land yet?
I was worried for Wally.
What the hell is Wally doing?
I was really...
That was kind of reckless.
I was very reckless. I was worried for Wally.
Was
up
that
there.
Live footage?
I don't know.
Or was that like CGI or something?
You think it was AI?
So for those that missed it, they cut to Wally celebrating the ding-dong, and he's on top of the monster?
Yes.
Like dangling his feet off?
Dangling off.
I mean, the parent in me was like, Wallace, back up.
Well, look,
he was too close to the edge. Keith, there was no railing.
Keith, it's his life. You know,
was he front row, though?
What was it again?
Was he sitting? Was that the front row wall? Or was
so
it like,
this is what I couldn't tell.
Rows, I think,
this is what I couldn't tell. He might have been on the second row. Maybe he wasn't dangling off as much as I thought.
The angle definitely looked like his legs were hanging over the monster. But
no,
I think
the angle in a photo is everything. And so I'll tell you,
I've got it just right. I figured it. I found the hack.
So maybe he wasn't right in the front row, but I was watching
angle, room temperature.
Somebody else's. It's Wally's life. You do whatever you want. You're going to leave behind.
Wally's life may be over soon if he keeps messing around that.
I'm going to feel bad for Tessie. Yeah. You're leaving her behind. But it's Wally's life. Wally, you do what you want. But for all the children watching, I was horrified for
Imagine,
Wally up there. Yeah.
It's like the scene in the Hamburglar or whatever died in The Simpsons. Like all the kids see it. Like that's what it would be like. Because kids love Wally.
It's like
they love him.
The clown of Billy Madison.
So, so nice job by Brian. He's
Wally!
Got the video of it. Now, hopefully you're right. Hopefully there's like a net below him or something. But just that view of it looks like he fist pumps one too hard. He's dead.
Yeah.
He's going to fall off. That is a long way down. And I don't know
if he's not padding.
He's not. Huh?
Can you make a 40-foot fall in that suit with all that padding?
Wow, that's a good question.
What do you mean suit?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
That's Wally the Green Monster.
As somebody tweeted at me last night, Keith.
He's not wearing a helmet.
And somebody tweeted at me last night. They're like, he's really kind of gone off the rails ever since they took off his head and scooped out his brains.
They scalped him and then wore his head every time they hit a home run.
He's really kind of been acting.
A family member for a celebration.
He's been acting kind of wild.
It's like a cool shot of it because you see Fenway Park and you can see like home plate and everything else. But I'm like, that is a long way down. And you would traumatize kids. Like, hey, you want to go to the Red Sox game? Like, no. Last time I was there. It's not Wally's death.
Last time I was there, Wally lost his life.
yeah, maybe we'll watch something else
all
tonight.
But look, I mean, Wally stayed on the wall. Things are going right for the Red Sox.
But a lot to celebrate,
if
nothing else.
If this were a couple of weeks ago, Wally may not have survived that. But now the way things are going for the Red Sox, arrow up, Wally's surviving, hanging
his legs
over. He might
have jumped on his own after that series with the Giants.
But again, 9 more runs. What was it? 14 more hits
14
for the Red
hits.
Sox last night. 3 homers. Yep. Rafaela hit another one last night. The Gonzalez one was a bomb. The Anthony one was a bomb. They're 6th in baseball in runs. They're 3rd in the American League in runs scored. I think they're up to 5th in run differential in the American League. 2 games out of a wild card spot. They've won 4 in a row and 6 out of 7.
So they can hit lefties when they got their lefty killers in there. Plus, we were going over the Rockies rotation prior to this, and it's insane. Like, every starting pitcher has a ERA of a touchdown. Like, they're all horrible pitchers. And the Red Sox were able to smack him around a little bit. Yeah, Gomer's ERA now 5.92 after the performance last night. Congratulations to Richard Fitz. First dub.
As predicted here yesterday,
Yeah,
Keith.
We did.
We told you he was going to get it.
Something's got to give between Fitz and Gomer.
I didn't have to. A reliever
could've. No, that's true. They could have both gone with the old no decision. But, obviously good to see. We were talking about with 7 games to go, now 6 games to go before the break, they got to go 5-2. We had a caller suggest 6-1, but you got to take care of this team in particular, and then the 4-game series with the Rays. You go 5-2, you would be, whatever it is, 4-5 games over 500 at the All-Star break. You'd probably only be a game out of the wild card, give or take, depending on what the other teams do. Not a bad spot for some of the lulls they had, the bad month of May, all the drama with a certain player getting traded away, all that stuff. You're really not in that bad of a spot.
No, you're not. You can discuss 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and the text line for Jones and Keefe. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on there. Although the chat is talking about, or mentioning at least, how much they dislike the Wally head celebration. I like that celebration.
I like the Wally head, although I wonder if those guys are going to want to change it because it's hot out there.
Yeah.
And you want to put a big sweaty head on every time you're like hit a home run? It's 100 degrees.
You want to be the first one.
Yeah. Like, it's sopping wet. What is this?
It's the old Bonnie Blue philosophy. you want the first one with the Wally head on there. I don't think
somebody had a grim
100th.
I know tomorrow's Would You Rather Wednesday, but somebody, the good Would You Rather is with the 100 men versus one gorilla. Would you rather be the first guy against the gorilla or the last guy with Bonnie Blue? I think the gorilla.
Definitely.
I think I'm going to go. Just end it quick. Just kill me.
It's coming either way. It'll be a slow death the other way. You can also watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. So wait.
All right. President, please.
All right. So wait, I've started, Keith, and I do this periodically.
Yeah. What do you got?
I've started a master Rafael Devers file.
Notes and
a Rafael
like
Devers
this.
File
yeah,
on
I
your
have,
personal computer.
I have one running here. It's on my work computer.
The work
actually,
computer.
Yes, I have a personal Rafael Devers file going. It's from the Jones Stats and Info Department. Always needs fact checking. but by my math, the Red Sox are now 10-9 since the Devers trade.
Okay,
they are averaging 5.5 runs a game since the Devers trade.
All right,
you look at the Giants going the other way.
No.
Rafael Devers, since he got to San Francisco, the Giants are 9-11. They went from 10 games over to 2 games under.
Oh, no. And they're currently in a playoff spot, but, like, as of yesterday, they were, like, tied. And so, like, they are teeter. So they were, like, a lock wild card team when they got them.
They were chasing the Dodgers for first place.
Yeah.
And now they're hanging on to a wild card spot. Giants are averaging less than 4 a game since they got Devers, who, by the way, is hitting .240. 735 OPS, 2 homers, 9 RBIs. Roman Anthony has better numbers since he's come up.
But Devers is
with
playing
the
field for them, right?
Oh, no,
oh,
he's,
no he's
still not,
not
playing
Got
in the
it.
Field. In fact,
yeah, I think his hamstring was barking at him or something.
Will Fleming yesterday. You catch this little nugget from Will Fleming yesterday?
Nick,
do we have this? This is Will yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. What happened right when Rafael Devers got to San Francisco?
Everyone out there, of course, because they've been dying to get big hitters, and they think he's going to win them divisions and hit a bunch. He's going to hit home runs. Of course he is. They don't yet know what is going to happen with the player. I was there the second day. Will Clark was there to work on ground balls with him at first base, and Rafi didn't show up. So that's the person that these guys have been dealing with.
Look,
how about that? So he doesn't return text to David Ortiz, and we're like, all right, that might be Ortiz piling on. But his new team... And you got Will Clark teaching you how to play first base?
I mean,
not
look,
a better guy in the majors,
well,
probably. JT Snow.
I was going to say.
If
JT Snow is there,
JT Snow.
You're showing up.
Yeah, that's true.
Will
Fred
Clark.
McGriff, just from the Tom Emanski videos. But still, Will Clark, pretty good. Top
look,
five guy. Top
Devers
five.
Should have, on day two, this is when we thought he was on best behavior.
Will Clark's like, hey, Devers said he'd do anything for the team. I'll help him play first base. Where is he? Not there. He ghosts Will Clark on the second day.
That's after he's ghosted David Ortiz. It's after he ghosted Cora in the offseason. So, like, again, you know, you can say you don't care about it, but there's a pattern with this guy.
Yeah.
Blowing his teammates
Where's
off.
Where's everybody at?
The Red Sox somehow have gotten better without Devers. And the Giants have somehow gotten worse. And as of right now, 20 games in for the Giants, 19 in for the Red Sox. Those are just the facts. Let's see where it goes, but those are just the
also,
facts.
Also, I don't know how many home runs he's going to hit. Like, he'll hit home runs. Like, it's not like he's going to go 0 for there, but that's not an easy park, and that's also not an easy division outside of, like, Colorado to smack a bunch of home runs. You know, like, San Diego's a big park. Obviously, half his games are going to be in San Francisco, where unless you're Barry Bonds, guys don't have big home run totals with the Giants. So we'll see. I mean, I was happy to be rid of him at the time. And, I mean, everything since has only added to that.
Look, he was a bad teammate, and it was dragging the team down. I think you're seeing this. And Keith, you went through this yesterday. I mean, when the team really struggled, it was the month of May. That's when he was going AWOL. That's when Henry had to go meet with him in Kansas City. They have winning records in April, June, and July so far. Long way to go. And so I think there's evidence right there that it was a dark cloud hanging over the team. But beyond that, and I tried to say this in real time, he was also clogging up the roster. You're much more flexible to go righty-lefty, and I didn't like this when they first started doing it. I wanted the kids to play every day. But Ref Snyder and Gonzalez in there against lefties?
They have to be in
well,
there.
And you now have more flexibility to play around with stuff like that because you don't have Devers clogging it up at DH every single day. You can move guys around to get guys into the lineup.
You might have a different guy clogging up DH soon.
You may soon with Yoshida coming back. That's true.
No, but he doesn't have to play every day. That he's not really clogging it up. Like Devers was because he refused to play the field.
Yoshida won't play against lefties. Yeah, exactly. And so when it comes to returns, Alex Bregman maybe is nearing a return.
Hello.
Could be the Tampa series. Sounds like it might be if I had to read the tea leaves right after the All-Star break, which is what they've been teasing all along. They're meeting again today. Bregman spoke last night. But if you were watching after the Roman Anthony home run last night in the fifth inning, Bregman's over and he's chopping it up with the guys in the dugout, meaning Anthony and Meyer, the young kids, the same kids that he took under his wing.
He's like the best coach on the team.
In Florida.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there talking with them, which I never saw Devers do.
No.
Here's what Roman Anthony said after the game about that Bregman interaction.
Roman, last question. You mentioned Alex Bregman.
We know how big he is for so many guys on this team. But having him come back and on the field this week, how important is that going to be?
It's huge. You know, he's like a coach in there right now. He's awesome. And, you know, he's such a great baseball brain. He's been such a huge help to me since spring training, really. Even talking to me when I'm in the minor leagues, you know, helped me game plan, helped me just, you know, go in there with a plan every day. He's got so much knowledge, and he helps each and every one of us. So just to get him back in this lineup, we obviously know what he is as a player, and he's a winner, and, you know, we're super excited to have him back.
So I agree. It's a cliche.
Yeah.
He is a winner. Stuff like this, I think, helps teams.
Team needs it. They're relying on a lot of young guys. They're relying on a lot of guys that haven't had a lot of success, either individually or certainly team-wise, right? Not a lot of team success by any of these guys outside of Bregman. In fact, Devers was one of those guys that did, although I don't know how much he really, like, helped with the young guys. In fact, the team clearly, based on what they said after the fact, even that awkward, like, Zoom press conference, not only did they think that Devers wasn't helping, they thought he was actively hurting the young players.
Well,
they like had to get rid of him.
And you watched the Netflix Clubhouse.
Yeah.
Keith, I know we're two of the only who did.
That might have been it. I didn't finish it either. I watched.
Sick brag.
Watched
bro.
Most of it. Though.
I watched
Thank
six episodes.
Yeah.
Is what I watched. Okay?
I was in it plenty.
I watched six out of the eight.
Yeah.
And Devers wasn't in it. And Devers was late to that Bayo dinner. He waltzed in late. Like that wasn't what he was going to do. And you don't have to do that. But that's a tangible thing that Bregman does that Devers didn't with these two young kids.
Do you
kids.
Think, not even trying to be like funny at all, do you think Devers knew the names of all of his teammates?
No chance,
right? None. Especially with like some of the young guys that were like,
no.
They'd be up and down or whatever. Like, there's no chance. And I don't think it's the be-all, end-all, right? Like, you and I are both like talent over like chemistry overall. But when you kind of go so far the other way, and then even the talent, I think, has been a bit overrated for many years.
Anderson, Hicks, they both suck.
Okay, well, that's also I would have liked maybe a better return.
Sure.
Still. But, perhaps a big addition by subtraction.
Well, that's what it appears.
Yeah.
Again, just a snapshot in time. We were doing plenty of this when the Red Sox weren't going well and losing whatever it was, five or six in a row, and Devers won two out of three and homered against the Red Sox. We were doing it then. It's a good time to update it. Red Sox offense has gotten better. The team has gotten better. The Giants offense has gotten worse.
Huh.
They've gotten worse. And Red Sox have reinforcements, Bregman, and maybe even some help at the trade deadline on the way as well. So you can discuss 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe on a Tier Tuesday,
Woo!
Keefe. Less than a week away from the home run derby. Chicks dig the long ball, and so does Jones. We're going to go through and tier off all the home run derby winners since 2000. We have a key for madness for you at 12:45, so a busy Tuesday. Starting Red Sox, we'll mix in some thoughts on the Patriots and Celtics as well. Let's get to Alex Bregman, his return, and what it could mean for the team.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Realistically, sooner rather than later. How soon, we don't know yet. But he's hitting outside right now. He feels great. You know, if it's up to him, it was yesterday. But obviously, it's not up to him. We'll make a decision as a group and go from there.
How's Alex Cora yesterday before the game? On a potential timeline for Alex Bregman. It sounds to me, Keith, trying to read between the lines, and it's Jones and Keith, Tier Tuesday, coming your way 1 hour from now. We'll tier off all the Derby winners since 2000. We also have a Key for Madness for you at 12:45. It sounds to me like reading between the lines. Bregman wants to play right this second. Bregman wants to be out there and play. They're going to meet again today. If he won't play in this series, and I would even say they don't need him against the Rockies.
I'd hold him out, honestly.
But you'd hold him out until the second half?
Yeah.
The Rays series is a big one.
Super. It's very important, but I don't know. It's one of these things where they thought he was going to be out a long time. Even if he comes back right after the break, I feel like that's still a little bit ahead of schedule. And it's an injury that he had before, and it just feels like one of those things where it could happen again. Like, I don't think you want to rush it. I think if you were... You know, if you were
well,
playing,
if he's
worse,
cleared, they're not rushing it, right? So, like, if he's cleared, I'd play him this weekend. Like, what's the sense? Like, don't play in the All Star game. He said he's not going to play in the All Star game.
I guess it's one of those things where it's like, are you cleared at 100%? Are you cleared at like just over 75%? Like, being like, oh, you can play. Like, I guess I don't really know how that comes down to it. And maybe you do activate him and you play him like every other game, kind of thing. Like, maybe you don't just throw him into every game right away.
Yeah, that's
maybe
smart.
Maybe that kind of thing.
Yeah,
especially with you do have more of a roster flexibility. You have guys playing different spots. You have the DH spot. Maybe you have him DH a couple games, right? Which is also something you couldn't do normally. So if you just have him hitting a little bit, obviously you want his glove back there as well, but maybe you kind of, I guess there are options to sort of ease him into the lineup a little bit more than you had before.
Yeah, and so maybe that's the way to do it. Again, if he's not cleared, then don't play him.
Yeah.
But if he's cleared, maybe there's a way to kind of have the best of both worlds. Bregman said he was trending towards a return really quickly. Whether it's the end of this week or the first game after the break. I'm happy they're now saying the first game. They're not just saying after the All-Star break. They're like, it will be the first game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I was worried about that. Like, after the All-Star break, what does that mean? Does that mean a week after the break? 2 weeks after the break?
The first game.
They're now saying the first game. Although Bregman said, we're hoping it'll be the end of this week. He also said he won't play in the Home Run Derby. I'm sorry, the All-Star game, though he does want to bring his son to the Home Run Derby.
That's a good time.
I would do that.
He can be put the uniform on, be there. They go to the camera. They get a reaction shot after like Big Dumper smashes another home run.
Pour like a Gatorade on
Bregman
somebody.
Goes, wow. He has the Polaroid camera out. Those are great memories.
I wouldn't have him play in the All-Star game, but you're right. Maybe you DH on Thursday. You're off on Friday. Maybe you play a game in the field Saturday or Sunday. Maybe not. And then you're back after the All-Star break and you're the team's third baseman.
Yeah,
and I think there would be a real tangible benefit to Bregman just being out there on the field. Like, no offense, you see Nate Eaton playing third base last night.
I did. Yeah.
I like Nate Eaton. Yeah, I saw a response to one of the videos on social media. They're like, I've never seen a third baseman have his ankles broken before. Like, it was like he got crossed over by Iverson.
Like, Tim Hardaway's out there trying to defend Tim Hardaway? How'd that happen? Yeah, I don't love it. Nate Eaton playing third base and leading off. And you're like, I thought I was buying in on this team. Like, I thought I was sold on this team. But that seems very temporary. Like, get him out of there. Thanks for, you know, filling in for a few games. But hopefully Bregman's up there. Or, you know, I guess Meyer, when you're not facing a lefty or whatever, you don't need to see any more Nate Eaton. But, yeah, that wasn't ideal.
No. And so I think there'd be a tangible benefit on the field. Now, we're talking about some of the off-field stuff, too. It's not just subtracting Devers, who I think was a distraction, a cloud hanging over the team. I also think it can now be Bregman's team. And so
it definitely is Bregman's team.
He doesn't have to be deferential to Rafael Devers in any way, who is a long-tenured player and a guy who has, in his defense, won here and been an all-star here, and is the highest paid player on the team. Like, there is some prestige that comes along with that. It's now Bregman's team, I think. It's not going to be Crochet's team. It doesn't tend to be a pitcher's team.
No.
I think it's Roman Anthony's team. Maybe.
I mean, it's Roman Anthony's league.
And so Bregman and Anthony and Meyer are talking. We played you the Anthony response to Bregman and what it means. This is Bregman kind of returning the volley to the younger players on the team, not just Anthony and Meyer, but also Sadam Rafaela, who's been red hot and homered again last night.
Well, it means a lot, but they're great players, and they're going to be stars in this league for a long time. And it's been fun watching them and talking the game with them, and just how seeing how focused they are on wanting to improve as players and wanting to win baseball games is special. I think the last week, 10 days, has been an example of what we feel like this team is capable of, and I think the future is extremely bright here, and looking forward to continuing to play with those guys. But yeah, it's been fun to watch them go about their business.
So there is something to be said for show up and get your numbers every day, right? Like Devers, show up, get your numbers, hit. Like that's the main
Ramirez at his best.
It's the main thing we care about, but I don't know who feels more invested in the team. The guy, Bregman, who's willing to coach up the young players and is trying to rush back from an injury while the team is holding him back, or Devers, who probably didn't know half his teammates' names and wouldn't play on the field.
Yeah, it's not even close. But this is also going back to when Alex Cora was first talking about Alex Bregman in spring training, and we all thought he was laying it on pretty thick, and maybe he was. He was like, he's the perfect player. We're like, all right, bud, like that's a lot. And then you see all this stuff, and you're like, good Lord, like he's literally coaching these guys up after wins. He's going through on the iPad trying to help out Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer and breaking down their swings and their approach at the plate and everything else. And for those guys, I think, you know, they're thrown into the majors. They're now being relied upon way more than we thought that they were going to be. They need somebody to sort of help them along the way. And yeah, that is a part of Cora's job, but it helps when you have another player doing it. And the fact that he's I don't know if I've ever seen an injured player as invested with like younger guys. Normally they're like all about their rehab and they're kind of either out of sight, out of mind or whatever. Like it's pretty unique, like what he's doing.
That's another thing they highlighted on the Clubhouse, which again, we're two of the only people who watched it.
Yep.
Six of the eight episodes. But that is another thing they highlighted. Like when you're a rehabbing player in Major League Baseball, you are kind of out of sight.
It's tough. And like Trevor Story was frustrated with that.
Giolito.
But like I never once thought like, how come Story's not in there like coaching those guys up? I'm like, no, like you're out. Like rehab, get back and whatever. Like same with Giolito. Like you're out. Like that's tough. Like hang around the clubhouse, I guess, just for your own sanity. But you don't expect them to be as like hands-on with like the younger teammates as Bregman is.
So how are the Red Sox going to be better? By trading Rafael Devers? I don't know, but they are. I mean, right now they are. It's 20 games, but right now that's the snapshot. And the Giants, oh, by the way, are worse. And Devers isn't really hitting, and Roman Anthony is outproducing him
and
here.
And he's not showing up for Will Clark first base training.
He's on day two.
Day two, blowing off Will Clark.
On day two, according to Will Fleming, when he was in the honeymoon period saying, I'll play anywhere.
Oh, my God,
He was saying out one end of his mouth, I'll play anywhere.
Didn't you?
And then he didn't show up.
The next day, they're like, oh, can you get out on the field with Will Clark? Will Clark's out there waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out there taking grounders, loosening up the hammies, getting ready to go. Yeah. How old is Will Clark? He's out there ready to go through the paces.
I bet he looks great, though.
And Devers doesn't show up.
Not there. And that's day two. They got him for eight more years. They're paying him like $300 million to just DH and be miserable. And not even really
hit.
Well, look, when you can get a guy hitting 240 for 735 who makes way too much money and is a bad teammate and won't play the field, you got to do that.
I thought,
every single time.
I thought he was going to do whatever he could to play first base against the Red Sox just to sort of stick it to them that way. And I'm like, good, I like a grudge. I like spite, whatever, that's fine. So I thought he was going to do that. But then once he didn't do that, you're like, all right, he's not gonna grab a glove now.
He'll never play the field again. Okay, let's go to the phones. Our pal JP is in North Providence. What's up, JP?
JP,
hello. He said the Red Sox.
I'm nervous there.
Oh, hey, oh, we got
all
you.
Right.
Hello.
Hey, there you are.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Jones, Keith, can you hear? Yeah, Keith, glad you're back.
Yep, no problem.
Two quick points. The Red Sox have pulled me back in. I know I'm old, but I'm listening to the game every night on the radio now. I love it.
Hell yeah.
I got a Keith Spiracy. That was Theo Epstein in the Wally suit. He couldn't find his monkey suit, so he jumped in there. He does like the costumes. And I think I found a new song for the Red Sox. It may not replace Sweet Caroline, but every time he launches one, how about we start singing Arrivederci Roma? Thanks, guys.
All right, there
Arrivederci
you go.
Roma. No, I got to be
Roman
honest.
Roman Anthony.
I understood the...
Did we bring a clip?
I loosely understood the reference, but I couldn't tell you I'm familiar with the song.
So he wants to play that after...
Yeah,
home runs, I guess. I mean, that's fine. But the Red Sox are pulling them back in. That's what's going to happen. They're playing a more entertaining style of baseball. I know they're playing bad teams, whatever. But we sort of laid out before, they weren't always beating the bad teams.
No.
They actually were beating some of the good teams. And yet, that's why it was even more frustrating that they would still find themselves hovering around 500.
Do you think that's representative of a lot of the fan base right now? They're getting pulled back in? Or do you think people are kind of side-eyeing the team and they're like,
I think it's more that.
That's what I think.
I think it's more side-eyed.
People
that's why
are cautiously keeping an eye on, and like, great for JP tuning into the games every night. That's awesome. But I would say,
I don't know this actually. I actually don't mind this. If he's rounding the bases slow to this, then the team's like, what is going on?
Anthony's there.
Anthony Jr. Anthony. Tony Anthony.
Gotta have Leah Anthony there.
I mean, Leah Anthony's
there. And they're just kind of serenading while they're singing along. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Not bad, JP.
Okay.
Slowest light show ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta slow those lights down.
And better than Sweet Caroline.
Or
way better than Sweet Caroline. That goes without saying.
There's probably like a techno version of that. You could add a beat to it.
Definitely. Oh, the remix of that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah.
For sure you could.
But no, I don't think people are like as bought in necessarily as we are, because it's just... As soon as you take the cheese on the Red Sox, they lose four in a row.
Correct.
And you're like, oh.
I also think there's a chance you start to invest, and no one wants to be, you know, let down again.
Uh-huh.
You invest, you start buying in on the team, and then they turn around and trade Jaren Duran and sell at the trade deadline.
Wait,
and you're like,
what
the hell did I even do? So I think the trade deadline to me is more a line of demarcation where fans are going to decide if they're in or out. I think right now it's more cautiously optimistic.
I do think the Devers trade pissed off a lot of people because of the timing of it. They just swept the Yankees. He had a home run in that series clinching game or sweep clinching game. And then they trade him, and people weren't happy with the return. And that's why, like, if you trade Jaren Duran for a number two starter, I think people will be as invested as they were. When you trade Rafael Devers for four players who aren't even ready to join the major league club, that was a tough sell.
Yep.
And then it was, all right, what is this team going to do? And then you mix in like a losing streak in there, and I think people were ready to jump off the Green Monster. But you kind of... righted the ship, and a big part of that is Roman Anthony, who should be one of the reasons for excitement for this year and hopefully the next 10 with the Red Sox. Garrett Crochet is looking like a Cy Young winner. I know he had a couple starts ago, wasn't the best, but still, like he is a hoss at the front of your rotation. And I don't know, the lineup's starting to hit a little bit. I know it's against bad pitching, but you'll take it. Like, you'll take any win you can get with this team.
No, that's how I feel about it for sure. So you mentioned Garrett Crochet. There's a lot of positivity around here with this Red Sox team, and we've been leading the charge on that, Keith.
Yeah, I would say so.
I will say one thing that got buried in Crochet's last start is that he's had a couple of what I would call, by his standards anyway, clunkers in a row.
Yep.
Are there any reasons to be concerned about Crochet approaching a career-high workload? Let's get to that next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I know last year, that second half you had talked about, you didn't like it, right? Going out in that mound, knowing you're only going to go four innings. Just curious, here you are now halfway through. How do you feel now as we head into that second half?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. You know, arm health has been strong all season. Just my routine with the training staff and the stuff that I do in the weight room as well as, you know, just kind of carrying forward what I did last year. And, you know, this far it's been paying off for me, so I can only, you know, hope for that to continue.
That was Garrett Crochet live in game last night up on the Monster on Nesson. Dave O'Brien and Lou were up there last night with Wally dangling over the ledge.
Put some carabiners on him or something.
Very, very
harness that guy.
Very, very dangerous. And so they were talking to Crochet. And, again, we've been very positive on the Red Sox. I believe in Craig Breslow. I believe the team's better off without Rafi Devers. You know, I don't know if Keith would go as far on Breslow, but you wanted to be done with Devers as well.
Yep.
And I think, you know, if we're not fully invested in the team, arrow's pointing up, and they should be a playoff team. They should be looking to add. There's reason to be positive. There is one thing that's been a little lost with Crochet in his last two starts, buried under making the All-Star team. We mentioned yesterday he's the fourth Red Sox pitcher at the All-Star break to have 150-plus strikeouts. It's Pedro, it's Clemens, it's Sale.
Ridiculous.
Really good list.
Currently the second-best odds to win the Cy Young.
He's having a great year. His last two starts have been iffy. He had the start against the Reds where they scored a million runs. He gave up five earned in that one, eight hits. Only two earned against the Nats last time out, but only five innings, which is one of the shorter performances he's had all year long. In fact,
I think it's tied for the shortest.
It is.
Also does say something. He goes five every time.
It does. Yeah. He went five in his first start against the Rangers. He went five the game we were at, Keith.
Yeah, that might have been his worst one.
At Fenway.
The Seattle game.
Against Seattle. Game. Yep. And then this one. So he gave up nine hits in that, two more walks. It was a ton of base runners. And I just think it's fair to wonder, as good as Crochet has been, he is at 120 innings, 120 and a third innings. His career high is 146, and that was last year. and they manage him down the stretch. But you do wonder if he can hold up workload-wise. This is always something we wondered about him when they acquired him. And now we're going to start to see it. So ask me, do I believe Crochet is going to be a stud for this team down the stretch? I do.
Yeah.
But their pitching after him is already shaky. If he does drop off at all, or if he does struggle with the workload or struggle in the second half of the year, that is an area you can look at and go, well, the offense is now arrows up, and it seems like they figured that out. What about the pitching staff if he drops off whatsoever?
So I know you can't live your life scared,
yeah,
but I'm scared of by all pitchers. I'm like, every game you see him, you're like, he's going to snap his elbow. He's going to need Tommy John. Like, I just, all, there's such a, there's so many examples of guys that 1 year are dominant, and then the next year they're on the shelf, and then you miss them, and then they come back. There's been teams like the New York Mets who had five stud prospect pitchers. Like, they're going to be the 90s Braves, and then one of them's good. Two of them are out of the league. Two of them are on, like, other teams. You know, like, it's just, they're so fragile that you just never know. I do have confidence in Crochet. And, you know, last year, for example, Tanner Houck, at this point of the season, Tanner Houck and Cutter Crawford were both guys that were on pace to, like, smash their innings pitched, and they were both pitching really well. I mean, Houck was about to go to the All-Star game. Like, they were both pitching really well. But I think if you were like, do you think this is going to keep up? Do you think this guy is going to be nails the rest of the year? And do you think you can bank on him going forward? This isn't revisionist history. I don't think anybody would have bet all their money on Tanner Houck and Cutter Crawford turning into dominant starters.
Right.
If you ask the same question about Garrett Crochet, based on his stuff, like just the way it looks, like all of it, I'm like, no, that guy's more likely to do it. And I think as much as we get mad at Cora sometimes for, you know, watching his pitch counts and everything else, I think despite the fact that he's throwing a ton of innings, I think they do have a plan in place. They're trying to make it as best as possible, and maybe he will be that guy. And I was looking this up. Jacob DeGrom, for example, his rookie year threw 140 innings. Then his second year, it was 191, and he got Cy Young votes. So I think guys can do it. There's a little bit of luck always involved when it comes to pitchers. But, yeah, I do have confidence in him, but it's obviously something you have to watch. I mean, second half last year, he was out after 3-4 innings every time.
And so, you know, you just referenced this, Cora managing his pitch count and his workload. Twitch chat pointed that out, too. Like, oh, you guys cried when Cora lifted him against the Mets or whatever game that was.
That was a little bit different circumstances, but I get it's a long game.
Okay, but
I get it.
That's not what we're talking about. Like to me, no matter what you do with Crochet this year, he's going to pitch a career high in innings.
No
matter what, whether you pull him at 5, whether you let him go set, no matter what you do, he's going to pitch a career high in innings unless he gets hurt.
I was going to say, is he already at it?
Okay, so he's like 20 whatever away.
Last year was 146. Right now it's 120 and a third.
So he's going to do it.
Yeah.
The question is, how does he handle it? Like, mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. And again, ask me to bet on it. I wouldn't have bet on Houck last year or Cutter Crawford. Those guys felt like they were guys pitching over their head.
Mm-hmm.
Crochet feels like this is what he is.
Yeah.
But his last two starts haven't looked the same as he did prior. So
scattered 9 hits in the last one.
Is he a guy who needs the breather of the All-Star break? He has one more against Tampa. And, you know, last time I even thought about questioning Crochet, it was, how's he going to pitch a second start against the Yankees? They roughed him up. Can he handle the rivalry? Turns out, no problem. He handled it great.
Yeah.
But these are little check marks that just I would track on the way. And it's not revisionist history. The second they got Crochet, we love the trade.
Oh, yeah.
But the question is, can he be a 200-inning guy? And what does he look like if he is a 200-inning guy? Not everybody can handle that workload. So we're about to find out.
Yeah, and this is another reason why I love the fact that they were able to get a contract extension done. And so I don't think it'll be in the back of his mind where he's like, all right, what's best for the team? Is it what's best for me? And I got to worry about me. Like, if I have to get Tommy John, what is my recovery time look like? What does my next contract look like? Like, he's got that sewed up. Now, all the money he's getting is fully guaranteed. So I think he'll be willing to at least kind of push himself when need be in the second half. So he has one more start before the All-Star game. And then
It's Saturday against
Tampa,
right? He'll
probably pitch in the All-Star game because it's usually the guys that pitch like right before that don't. But whatever, he'll probably toss an inning. And then, yeah, he's going to have another, 13 starts probably in the second half. And then if you somehow make the playoffs, this is where you have that big advantage. Like, you get in as a wild card team, and then game one, you got Garrett Crochet on the mound. Like, nobody's going to want to face that.
Yeah, I guess my only point with Crochet would be, Right now, he's sitting at 220 whatever ERA, wherever he finished at. I just backed away from it.
Yeah, he is 239 right now.
239. Like, even if he's a guy who's got an ERA in like the mid threes, that would net out to a really good season. Yeah. He'd still be probably a top five pitcher in the American League. But is he going to be as dominant in the second half as he was in the first? And can the Red Sox afford any kind of drop off? And so we'll just see. I would bet on Garrett Crochet. We like the trade. Same. I believe in him. But these last couple of starts have been shaky. Fair point about his last start against the Nats was delayed by a slight rain. It was 17 minutes, whatever it was. A slight rain delay. He wasn't sharp. I think he had thrown 44 pitches in the first two innings prior to that rain delay. So that's worth watching with Crochet. But knowing him and the way the last time I questioned him, it blew up in my face. He'll probably go out on Saturday, and I'll back off of it. Uh-huh. But I think in real time, it's fair to look at these last two and wonder, is the workload of the first half catching up? Does he need a breather at the All-Star break? 617-779-7937. You can discuss there. It's a Tier Tuesday. We're going to tier off the Derby winners since 2000 coming up with the Home Run Derby. Less than a week away. That's at 1130. We got a Kiefer Madness for you at 1245. We'll continue with all your Red Sox thoughts. But I do think it's worth looking at the Patriots, Drake May, and whether or not a breakout season is incoming. We'll get to that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.